Now, of course, we described the suspension of Twitter in Nigeria as provocative, obnoxious, and justifiable. We also said that we feel that this may smack of intolerance, insensitivity, and the views, opinions, and aspirations of Nigerian citizens, especially the youths. We have the opinion also that this action of federal government coming at this time, when National Assembly is conducting its public hearing towards the amendment of the Constitution, may constitute a major setback capable of diminishing public confidence in the SSI, as well as other processes of genuine efforts by the legislature to strengthen democratic tenet in the country. And we also look at the fact that the fundamental human rights of every citizen of Nigeria is being affected, because freedom of expression, freedom to belong to any particular association is being affected by this singular decision.
The Attorney General of the Federation, Abubakar Malami, has directed for the immediate prosecution of offenders of the federal government's ban on Twitter operations in Nigeria. What is your reaction to this directive coming from the Attorney General?
I want to believe that that cannot be coming from me. That's a senior advocate of Nigeria. He knows the law very well. We are not running a military government, and I don't think we should begin to take action that will lead to anarchy in the nation. You know, I want to believe that that is not coming from me. But I want to surely believe that as a senior advocate of Nigeria, he knows better and cannot be involved in such.
Information Minister Lai Mohammed, in announcing the ban of Twitter operations in Nigeria, said they are undermining the country's corporate existence, for which reason the decision was made. Do you think that is justified? Because some people are saying that indeed Twitter is undermining Nigeria's corporate existence, so the decision taken by the Nigerian government is well placed.
Twitter felt justified by comments claiming coming from the president of Nigeria, and that informed why such decision was taken. And I felt that that should be personal. There's nothing like corporate existence of Nigeria being affected by the decision of Twitter. It was on personal ground, because not all Nigerians, you know, agreed that Mr. President should open an account with Twitter. He did that on personal basis as an individual, and of course, given that he's the president of Nigeria, of course, he channels most of his activity through Twitter, letting the world know what he does. So I don't think that has anything to do with corporate existence of Nigeria.
Do you think that your call for the government to reverse its action will be adhered to, particularly with the directive given by Attorney General Malami to prosecute the offenders?
We will watch and see what happens. You know, I pray that they will not be wanting to affect individuals or Nigerians who are peace-loving people. The lesson we have learned from EMSAR should be enough for us, you know, and be able to allow the youth to be, because the majority of people that will be so affected are the youth. That may not go well for this nation and for the corporate existence of Nigeria.
What comes next for Nigerians, especially when a lot of people are expressing concern that their fundamental rights as protected by the Nigerian constitution is being abrogated by such an action from the government?
I know that on individual basis, some people will go to court to challenge the decision of federal government. And some people will also, you know, do the needful that will allow the international community to hear that they are being suppressed in their own country. I don't pray that some of these things. The country is already tense by virtue of what is happening, the insecurity in this nation, where people are no longer feeling safe. So I expect that what we should be doing now is to do things that will further unite this nation, not something that will further divide us. So I pray that it will not get to that.